Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
For the first time ever, the government has used the financial veto to avoid defeat on a member's bill. Introduced 20 years ago to ensure the government complete control over its budget, the financial veto is frequently used to block amendments to bills that would have more than a minor effect on the government's finances. For bills, though, it has to be exercised before the third and final reading, which was the next stage for Labor MP Sumaroni's members bill, extending paid parental leave to 26 weeks. Now on its second time around, surviving for the past 4 years on a one-vote majority with the opposition joined by the Māori Party and United Futures' Peter Dunn, the bill is scheduled to have its third reading next Members' Day on Wednesday week, June the 29th, but won't be allowed to pass following this announcement before question time from the Speaker, David Carter.
Members, the government has delivered to the clerk a certificate not concurring in the Parental Leave and Employment Protection 6 months Paid Leave Amendment Bill. The bill may still be debated, but the Speaker will not put a question on the third reading at the conclusion of the debate.
It's the second time a bill extending paid parental leave to 26 weeks has been pipped at the post. When the original bill came up for its third reading in February last year, the government had the numbers to stop it passing and didn't need to use the veto. This time, though, the government faced certain defeat. Labor's attempts to find flaws in the procedure failed to convince the Speaker.
I've had a look at the certificate. I have ruled that it does comply.
While Sumaroni reminded the government that her bill also had the numbers outside the House.
I seek leave to table a petition signed by 16,085 people for Parliament for John Key and Bill English to respect Parliament's will and the needs of children and their families and not veto the bill extending paid parental leave to 26
weeks. Leave
us
taught to table that petition. Is there any objection? There is no objection, it can be tabled.
The certificate of veto was issued by the Minister of Finance, Bill English. Although he didn't face any questions about it, Labor's Grant Robertson instead asking him this.
Has the Minister seen any reports about the fact that the economy has delivered an increase in homelessness in the largest cities in New Zealand and has delivered to an 11-year-old girl who only wants to do her homework the prospect of living in a car with six other people? And when will he stop being so arrogant about the economy?
The last part is not necessary. The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I can assure the member that we will not be exploiting the complexity and vulnerability of that child and her family. And the member, before he raises that issue publicly, ought to go and consult with the family to ensure that this is what they want for their child.
The Finance Minister's Cabinet colleague Amy Adams faced questions from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters about the payment of $2.5 million to Taina Pora for wrongful conviction.
How can she stand by a statement that Taina Pora has, quote her, suffered considerably in the courts, and that the compensation amount is, to quote her, fair, when her government ignored the recommendation of Rodney Hanson, a QC retired High Court judge, that compensation should be inflation adjusted to at least 4.5 million.
Yeah. The Honourable Amy Adams.
Mr. Hanson's recommendation was that Cabinet should consider the matter. We certainly did, but Cabinet was comfortable that that aspect of the compensation payment, which was only one of the three aspects, remained at an appropriate level when we considered a range of factors.
The Justice Minister also faced questions in the committee rooms about the lack of an inflation adjustment.
The Cabinet guidelines don't provide for it. It is a set amount, and I've made it very clear that Cabinet is of the view, as other governments have been, that the system is best served when there is a standard system and approach that is applied across every case. The Cabinet doesn't start picking and choosing. We turned our mind to whether we're comfortable it was an appropriate figure, and we've determined that it was.
Amy Adams was at the Justice and Electoral Committee defending her ministry's budget estimates, while back in the Chamber, Bill English was standing in for Social Housing Minister Paula Bennett to answer questions from Labor's Phil Twyford.
Were the journalists correct who tell me that her office regularly releases this sort of information to discredit critics and shut down stories? And if so, why does she believe they would make that up?
Either of those two supplementary questions, the Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, no, those journalists are... I don't know exactly what they said to the member because I wouldn't want to rely on his description of it. But I think if the member was familiar with apparently how this story became a story. It was a matter of about third-hand gossip through a series of social events that ended up as a story.
And end of story from me, Tom Fruin. This program was made with funding from Parliament.